So the gospel text picks up right where it left off yesterday. After the miraculous feeding of 5,000, we see in some way that the first reading is what is more appropriate for this time of the year as we draw close to the end of the Christmas season, at least how I see it. Yesterday and today, we're reading from the letter of John. John, who over and over and over again uses that four-letter word, love. God is love. Remain in his love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. It seems that the invitation of the disciples in the previous part of this gospel to feed the 5,000, yesterday I said their job was not to feed the 5,000, but actually that was their job. But they weren't supposed to do it alone. That's the point. God had given them a task that seemed astronomical, beyond their capacity. They recognized their poverty. We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Had they simply went to the crowd with the 5 loaves and 2 fish and tossed it into the crowd, and it would have been gone. So the invitation is not simply just to feed the 5,000 in their poverty. It is to feed the 5,000 with Jesus, to make a gift of their poverty. We see that in the gospel today, it's not so explicit, but Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side. You go to the other side. In the same way, he commanded them, you feed them yourself. To operate with him, through him, with him and in him, to operate in this relationship of identity of being beloved and loved, was to open up for them an ability beyond their poverty. They are in the boat, they are afraid. It's never a good sign when people are afraid. Fear makes us do horrendous things, terrible things, illogical things. And it seems that this invitation of John to operate in love, to know that God is love, that we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to its perfection in us. If I was to say love in the perfection of God one another, I might as well have told you to feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? And yet we are called to do exactly that. But you are not to do it alone. You are to do it in the love of God, in that identity. I've spoken about it before. I used it as a show and tell piece for the little kids this morning at the morning mass. But the whole reason that I wear this ring, I'm not really a big jewelry person, but in the inside of the band, it says, abide in my love, remain in my love. Why do I wear it? Because I forget it all of the time. And as a priest, the temptation is to do that which you cannot do by yourself, because there's no natural call to priesthood. It is supernatural. I'm going to tell you something. There is no natural call to the baptized believer either. It is supernatural. And so the command to love and to be love for one another is beyond your capacity. And so you must abide first in that love. Abide in that identity. knowing that it is what is the foundation to hold you up. It is how you will operate. It is how you will act, to abide in that love, to identify in that love. And if we do that, then we can actually fulfill what God has asked us to do. We are not to do it alone. We are to do it in His love. Amen.